It's Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Kramer, AV Beyond the Box.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 428. I am joined by George Fournier, Brandy Alvarado, Gary Wicca, and Ron Lewis talking about LeGrand acquiring Connectrek. Gary Wicca starts off talking about the process of bringing a newly acquired company into the fold.
You know, I can give you a good example. I think everyone's familiar with WebOS and kind of where WebOS started from Palm, went to HP, and then got picked up by LG. But as you take a look at it and you think about acquisitions, you know, from a manufacturer standpoint, and I believe probably what LeGrand's looking at as well, is when we think about areas that we're going to tackle, really it's kind of focused on that end user as you're thinking about what's important to help them meet their needs. So when we think about that, that's kind of that first lens that kind of comes in. And then I think what you do is you kind of going through that to ensure that you don't lose the brand identity or, you know, the people that come along with that acquisition, you've got to have a pretty good integration plan. And so change management, I think Ron mentioned that as well, changes being a tough one to challenge. You know, we had a group that from Palm that had gone to HP and then had come to LG, and they were all sitting in, you know, a separate office, weren't integrated early on. And that was a big focus of LG to understand and say, hey, let's bring that in. Let's make sure that those groups are really part of that core team. And then when you look at that, ensuring that that technology doesn't just, you know, die or just kind of, you know, stay out on the vine too long. The thing that we did really well is in looking at all the different businesses of where that acquisition can come in. So I think these are really important things as you start looking at it. You know, they're going to have some challenges, of course. I know LeGrand's gone through quite a few acquisitions over the past few years, you know, from Milestone and coming on with this new one. But if you really kind of get an essence, it makes sense to them. I think Brandy just hit on that. It hits their portfolio. They've got a pretty good strategy of where they want to go, and it makes sense. And I think when those ones really make sense and it really adds value to their end users, those are the ones that will be most successful and can kind of fit in easier.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.